KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news this hour. There's been a major deadly collision on the R34 in Freyhead, northern KZN. It's understood a heavy-duty truck struck a bus on its side in the early hours of this morning, resulting in 12 fatalities and dozens of injuries. KZN transport officials say it's believed the bus was carrying passengers belonging to a political party. Here's spokesperson Dabezintle Sibiya.
The MEC will be interacting with the leader of a political party. And then as we move along, the MEC will update the people of KwaZulu-Natal and indicate how we're going to move forward. But what is important is also to ensure that the families of the victims are properly informed, with the MEC indicating that a team from road safety is already making their way to the area.
The road's been closed while officials conduct their investigation. Eskom says it's progressing in restoring power to areas in KZN hit by last week's severe weather. More than 190,000 customers were left without electricity after heavy winds, snow and rain caused damage to 163 networks. The utility says most power has now been restored, with only 5 networks still down, mainly in Kokstad and Harding. Around 2,500 customers remain affected, but it expects repairs to be completed by tomorrow. The public is urged to report any damaged infrastructure and avoid exposed electrical supplies. And in other news, Deputy President Paul Mashatile has called for future-focused investment in young people through skills and innovation. Speaking at the main Youth Day rally in Potchefstroom yesterday, he said South Africa's success depended on unlocking youth potential.
Our success in the era of the fourth industrial revolution will depend on our ability to unleash the full scientific, industrial, and creative potential of South African society. In this new industrial era, we must not only revolutionize our learning, work, and living practices, but also embrace continuous innovation.
Mashatile announced new programs through the South African National Service Institute in areas like AI, robotics and energy. He says government is working with private partners to equip youth with tools for the fourth industrial revolution.
To the youth of our country, do not give up in pursuing a better future for yourselves. Your voice, your ideas and your energy are the fuel that will definitely build this country.
And Donald Trump is leaving the G7 summit in Canada early as tensions continue to rise between Israel and Iran. Attacks have continued on both sides for a fifth consecutive day. Iranian media says explosions could be heard in Tehran, while the Israeli military says it's identified missiles launched and are operating to intercept the threat. Sky's James Matthews is at the summit where world leaders have been discussing the conflict.
France's President Emmanuel Macron gave us a clue as to Donald Trump's intentions. He said that the Americans have made an offer to meet with the Iranians. Now we will see what happens. So it looks like further talks might be on the agenda.
On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 24 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.